Springfield's Mabel Carter celebrates her 100th. Springfield museums offer true stories and tall tales. No big balloons for the second year. And the Big Y could hire you right on the spot. And it's all here.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Monday in Western Mass, October 18th, 2021. I always enjoy our Monday get-together. It gives me a chance to catch you up on some of the cool stuff that happened over the weekend that you might not have known about. Here's your forecast for today. Partly sunny, breezy, chance of an afternoon shower or a sprinkle, high 56 to 60 degrees. The winds are northwest, 5 to 10. Could gust up to 15 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 36 to 42 degrees. Over the weekend, family and friends of Mabel Carter gathered for her special 100th birthday celebration. Mabel is the mother of Springfield's own and Oscar winner, Ruth Carter, who was in attendance as well. Mayor Sarno presented a special recognition for this joyous occasion. Happy birthday, Mabel. Well, we had the home opener for the Springfield Thunderbirds as they took on the Hartford Wolfpack. Friends of the late, great Tony King gathered for a special celebration of his life and a ceremony to honor his memory and his legacy of the post-21 baseball team of 1934. And yesterday, family and friends of the Carter family enjoyed a special flag ceremony and dedication for longtime community and family icon Mabel Carter, we mentioned a moment ago, who is celebrating her 100th. Springfield Museums presents True Stories and Tall Tales of the Springfield Quadrangle. This will be Saturday, the 23rd of October, with tours starting at 5:30 and at 7:30. The cost is $10 for general public and $3 for members of the Springfield Museums. And during this outdoor-only event, museum staff will regale you with famous, mysterious, and sometimes true stories of the Quadrangle and the five museums on the campus. Some of the stories may also be tall tales. That's the fun of this whole thing. And the tour will give you plenty to talk about. Tour participants will learn about the museum's origins, first collections, and the dreams that made Springfield Museums a reality today. They'll also learn interesting facts about each building. But perhaps the most important thing visitors will learn is a few great tall tales to share while trick-or-treating on Halloween. Each participant will receive a souvenir, museum's branded flashlight to bring along on the tour, and the program is recommended for visitors 10 and up. Sounds like a lot of fun to do on a crisp fall day. It's another year off for the parade of the big balloons. The spirit of Springfield has determined that it's in the best interest of the event to postpone for a second year. COVID has complicated recruiting the dance band so integral to the parade, not to mention the scarcity of helium. Spirit of Springfield is grateful for all who have supported this event and all who have performed and wrangled balloons down Main Street over the years. This has been held on Main Street on the day after Thanksgiving with Springfield's own Cat in the Hat balloon leading the procession and Santa arriving high atop Springfield Fire Department's ladder. So let's look forward to next year and the return of the tradition, which will be particularly special. Mayor Sarno held his final neighborhood listening session on ARPA funding, and the meeting with the Springfield Preservation Trust, Lower Liberty Heights Neighborhood Council, and the Pine Point Neighborhood Council to hear their thoughts and ideas on how the City of Springfield can best utilize American Rescue Plan Act funding. City officials have met with nearly 30 organizations, agencies, nonprofits, business groups, and the following neighborhood councils: Hungry Hill, East Springfield, Maple High Six Corners, McKnight, Old Hill, Upper Hill, Indian Orchard Citizens Council, New North Citizen Council, 16 Acres Civic Association, Outer Belt Civic Association, South End Council Center, Bay Area Neighborhood Council, Lower Liberty Heights Neighborhood Council, and Pine Point Neighborhood Council. I think they've covered just about everything. Springfield's also going to open up requests for proposals, better known as RFPs, for funding opportunities under the city's allocation of the American Rescue Plan Act. And Springfield's going to get $123.8 million and ARPA funding as part of the $350 billion Federal American Rescue Plan Act, designated for direct aid to state, local, and tribal governments. The city's ARPA RFPs will be posted on the Springfield Office of Procurement website, that's springfield-ma.gov/finance/ARPA, and these RFPs will also be made available at the Springfield Municipal Building, that's 70 Tapley Street, and at all local neighborhood libraries. The mayor has identified 7 categories in which RFPs will be utilized to enhance projects, programs, and initiatives across the city. And they include job creation, economic development, capital projects, housing development and redevelopment, and assistance for businesses, nonprofits, seniors, and, of course, the neighborhoods. Mayor Sarno and Chief Admin and Financial Officer T.J. Plant have announced that the appointment of Jessica Guerra to the Board of Assessors. Guerra will serve as the 3rd member of the board and will start Monday, today, the 18th. Congratulations. She served as the principal assessor for the town of Longmeadow since 2019 and previously was the town's assistant assessor from 2016 to 2019. Prior to joining the town of Longmeadow, she served as a property services administrator for the Colvis Group. Our congratulations. And the Big Y will hold their 2nd round of on-the-spot hiring. Big Y looking to hire across 19 locations in Massachusetts and Connecticut. And the positions are available to those 18 and older. They say, a future at Big Y means an opportunity to belong and contribute to your own vibrant future. We stand committed to making a real difference, where employees are celebrated for who they are and have a chance to share their ideas, be respected, valued, and heard. On-the-spot hiring will take place between 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. tomorrow. If you're interested, you can apply online before attending the hiring event. And these jobs are available at Big Y supermarkets, Big Y gas and convenience stores, Table and Big Vine Fine Wines and Spirits, and Big Y's Fresh and Local Distribution Center. Well, that's a look over our shoulder at stuff that happened over the weekend and things that are going on today, and I hope you enjoyed hearing about them. Now, tomorrow's program, which will be up online bright nearly at 6 a.m., our Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach will be on hand as we prepare further conversations with interesting folks here in the Pioneer Valley through the course of the week. On our program, Brad Shepherd Today, heard exclusively on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.